Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 2. This is the way of understanding through Parampara. Saishahi Upanishad Brahmi Purveshang Purvajaya Drita Sraddhaya Dharayeg Yastang Shemang Gachched Akinchanah Atrate Varnayishyami Kathang Narayanan Vitam Naradasya Chasang Vadam Rishir Narayanasya Cha. Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, "My dear king, I will narrate in this regard a nice story. This story is important because it is in connection with Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This narration is a conversation between Narayana Rishi and the great sage Narada. Narayana Rishi still resides in Bararik Ashram in the Himalayan hills and is accepted as an incarnation of Narayana himself. Once, when Narada, the great devotee and ascetic among the demigods, was traveling in different planets, Narada desired to personally meet the ascetic Narayana in Bararik Ashram, and he offered him respects. Yovai Bharata Varshme Smin Kshemaya Swastaye Nirnam Dharma Jnana Shamopetam A Kalpad Astitas Tapaha. This great sage, incarnation of Godhead, Narayana Rishi, has been undergoing penances and austerities from the very beginning of the creation, in order to teach the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha how to attain the highest perfectional stage of going back to Godhead. Narayana Rishi's austerities and penances are exemplary practices for the human being. Bhadarika Ashram is situated in the northernmost part of the Himalayan mountains and is always covered with snow. Religious Indians still go to visit this place during the summer season when the snowfall is not very severe. Ekada Narado Lokan Paryatan Bhagavat Priyaha Sanatanam Rishin Drastum Yayao Narayanasramam. Once, the incarnation of God Narayana Rishi was sitting amongst many devotees in the village known as Kalapagram. Of course, these were not ordinary sages who were sitting with Narayana Rishi, and the great sage Narada also appeared there. After offering respects to Narayana Rishi, Narada asked him exactly the same question asked by King Parikshit of Shukadeva Goswami. And when Narada asked this question of Narayana Rishi, the Rishi also answered by following in the footsteps of his predecessors. Tasmahi avochad Bhagavan Rishinam Srinvatam Idam Yo Brahma Vada Purveshan Janaloka Nivasanam. Narayana Rishi narrated a story of how the same question had been discussed on the planet known as Janaloka. Janaloka is above the Swargaloka planets, such as the Moon, Venus, etc. In this planet, great sages and saintly persons live, and they were also discussing the same point regarding the understanding of Brahman and his real identity. Then, the great sage Narayana began to speak. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Swayambhuva Brahma Satrang Jana Loke Bhavat Pura Tatrasthanang Manasanang Muninam Urdva Retasam. My dear Narada, I will tell you a story which took place long, long ago. There was once a great meeting of the denizens of the heavenly planets, and almost all of the important brahmacharis, such as the four Kumaras, Sanat, Sanandana, Sanaka, and Sanatana Kumar, attended. Their discussion was on the subject matter of understanding the absolute truth, Brahman. Shweta Dvipam Gatavati Twayi Drastum Ta Ishwaram Brahmavada Susangvrita Shrutayo Yatra Shevate Tatra Hayam Avut Prashnas Twang Mang Yam Anu Prachas. My dear Narada, you were not present at that meeting because you went to see my expansion Aniruddha, who lives on the island of Swetadweep. In this meeting, all the great sages and brahmacharis very elaborately discussed the same point about which you have asked me, and it was very interesting. The discussion was so delicate that even the Vedas were unable to answer the intricate questions raised. Narayana Rishi told Naradaji that the same question which he had raised had been discussed in that meeting in Janaloka. And this is the way of understanding through parampara, or disciplic succession. Maharaj Parikshit was sent to Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami referred the matter to Narada, who had, in the same way, questioned Narayana Rishi, who had put the matter to still higher authorities in the planet of Janaloka, where it was discussed among the great Kumaras, Sanat, Sanatan, Sanaka, and Sanandana. Tulya Sruta Tapa Shilas, Tulya Sri Yari Madhyama, Api Chakru Pravachanam, Ekang Sususabo Pare. These four brahmacharis are recognized scholars in the Vedas and Shastras. Their unlimited volumes of knowledge, backed by austerities and penances, are exhibited by their sublime ideal character. The four Kumaras are very amiable and gentle in behavior, and for them there is no distinction between friends, well-wishers, and enemies. Being transcendentally situated, such personalities as the four Kumaras are above all material considerations, and they are always neutral in respect to material dualities. In the discussions held among the four brothers, one of them, namely Sanandana, was selected to speak, and the other brothers became the audience to hear him. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 2. This is the way of understanding through parampara. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.